Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Your usual media sources aren't tying this information together, so it is up to me to keep you informed on what is happening in the world. 8 days ago, the New York Federal Reserve warned that asset managers are vulnerable to runs on their funds that could cause, quote, significant negative spillovers, unquote, across financial markets. The Prime Minister of Japan, President of the European Central Bank, and the January meeting transcript of the Federal Open Market Committee all alluded to global economic weakness. These are some of the reasons for the significant decline in worldwide stock prices so far this year. Because of this, Michael Hartnett, who is the Bank of America Merrill Lynch Global Research Managing Director and Chief Investment Officer, anticipates that there will be a major development at the Group of 20 meeting of finance ministers and central bank governors going on today and tomorrow in Shanghai, China. He wrote, quote, "We remain sellers into strength in coming weeks and months of risk assets, at least until a coordinated and aggressive global policy response, such as a Shanghai Accord, begins to reverse the deterioration in global profit expectations and credit conditions," unquote. Perhaps the most likely outcome of this G20 meeting in China will be a major devaluation of the Chinese yuan currency. The step should halt the uncertainty about the medium-term value of the yuan and resume expansion of its use in international transactions. This possible devaluation could be the first round of a series of devaluations and expansion of negative interest rates announced at the European Central Bank Monetary Policy Meeting on March 10, the Federal Open Market Committee meeting a few days later, and the Joint International Monetary Fund and World Bank meeting in mid-April. If the Chinese cut the value of their currency, that will temporarily boost the U.S. dollar. But that will not last long. There will be growing pressure on the U.S. dollar, the euro, and other currencies to also devalue. You may have little time to acquire your physical gold and silver at today's bargain prices. That's it for today. Be sure to listen next time for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.